Well, it wouldn't have been a complete season of Tailgate Talks without Homer making an appearance. Homer, ain't that right? Okay, whatever. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So, new neighbors aren't always, adjustments aren't always easy. And this is one of our big hay meadows, and I had a little gate issue to take care of before I could turn the cows in out here. And so they weren't able to come out here. Well, the Bermuda in this field is incredible. And it was still a little tall from the last cutting. And so once I got the gate fixed and everything, turned them out here, man, they have not left this field much. And my hay consumption went way down, blah, 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 blah. Because they've been grazing on this dead Bermuda out here in this hay field forever. So I'm right next door to my cousin Johnny's place. And the first day that the cows came out here, my bull came to this fence. Well, my bull and several of my bull calves and this guy right here who thinks he's a bull, even though he's a steer. And if you don't know the difference, ask your parents. And so he came up to the fence and tried to visit with Johnny's bull. And, wasn't a real warm welcome from both sides of the fence. It was kind of a long stay on your side, I'll stay on my side kind of visit. And so when it's all said and done, sometimes new neighbors aren't that welcome. Sometimes new neighbors aren't that much to be excited about, you know? Sometimes we don't get that pumped about it when we have new neighbors. But Scripture would tell us that as God's people, we should welcome them. As a matter of fact, in Deuteronomy, now we're going Old Testament, but in Deuteronomy, God told his people to love the alien or the foreigner in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 19. And he said to do that because that was you at one time. He said, if you'll remember, when you were in Egypt, that was you. You were the foreigner. And he said, so love the foreigner. Now, I think that's a good word for us today. And remember that there are people who live among us who are in a difficult situation. And we should love them. We should show them the love of Christ. Don't take a page from old Bocephus's book back here on the fence that day and try to run the neighbors off. We ought to love them. Ain't that right, Homer? Yeah, he's all about scratching the neck right now. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. I just want you to know that I sure do appreciate when you join me on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to drop the tailgate and have a chat. So until next time, next week, I hope you have an incredible week. And we'll see you next time we drop the tailgate and have a chat on Tailgate Talks. Have a great week. I love you. And we'll see you next time.